Ladies and gentlemen, we present Al Reed.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. Live and win.
Life is what you make it. I know one thing that can alter it. When you call at a friend's house where they have a large, ferocious dog. They say a dog is a man's best friend, but you begin to wonder when you find yourself face to face with one like this. Woo!
Come here. Come here. It's all right. You've knocked, don't you?
Whoop.
Get down.
Whoop.
Get down. No, let him get down. You stand up. See? Now make him shake hands with you. Go on, shake hands. Shake hands. No, I wouldn't try to pat his head. He'll have your arm off. And do you know, he knows every word you say, don't you? Hey?
Whoop, whoop.
He knows every word you say, all right? You say the wrong word, he'll have you. An old soft foot, aren't you, eh? Are you an old soft foot?
Woo!
Well, you wicked beg. Did you see that? He went right through my sleeve. I thought so. He wants to kiss you. Go on, let him kiss you. Go on, kiss nicely. There you are. There's a real wet one for you. No, don't wipe it off. He'll fly at your throat. Have you heard him sing? Oh, he can sing, can't you?
Woo! Woo!
He'll sing Nelly Dean. Go on. Go on. Sing Nelly Dean. Go on. There's an old mill.
Woo! Woo!
No, no. There's an old mill.
Woo!
There's an old mill. By the stream.
Woo!
By the stream. By the stream. No, sing it. Don't make one. Here. I'll get him to show you his trick. When I say trust, you turn him over on his back and roll him over with your foot. Go on. Turn him over on his back.
Woo!
Now then, trust. Trust. Now roll him over with your foot. Trust. There you are. Now you try and get your leg away. Oh, well. Such is life. By the way, have you booked your summer holidays yet? It's so easy these days. All you have to do is to pop into any travel agents and make the booking. Simple. Simple? Wait till you get stuck behind a pair who can't make their minds up and you'll be lucky to get away by Christmas. Have you had some? Well, you've got me in a right mess now. I don't know what to say. Which was that coach tour you said would give us 2 nights in Rome, provided it wasn't time to set off back before we got there? Oh, that one, yes. Just a minute, I'll ask him. He's suggesting we should go here. Costa del Sol. No, he's not being rude. He's trying to help you. Well, what do you think about Jersey? No, not the one you've got on. Jersey! It's a place in this brochure. Have you anywhere else? Florence? No, we're leaving her at home. You haven't got somewhere behind the Iron Curtain, have you? Only it always fascinates him how they oil it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think he's found one he fancies. You'd like to go there, would you? Are you sure? He says, could you book him a single to Pakistan? He fancies getting a job on the buses. Of course, it doesn't matter where you book for your holidays. You never really know what you're in for until you get to the other end. And how is it? Just as you arrive with your cases, there's always some Johnny Knoll standing on the steps waiting to put you right. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do? Welcome to Colditz.
Pardon?
I say, if you want the escape committee, it meets Mondays.
They might well add the visitor's book. Well, we've had a right week of it, we have. I say, we've had a real basin full. Is that right, Florrie? She'll tell you. She's still trying to pluck up courage to unpack. Well, we've only come for a rest. You'll be lucky. I say, you'll be lucky. Your only chance of rest here is to get run in by a copper. What room have they put you in? Second floor at the back, I thought so. Cell block D. And not sleep there. Oh, right on top of the good yards. You see, if you keep your window open, it's ding-dong-clang all night, and if you shut it, you can't breathe. Well, I got fed up with a cough, 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 and me in and out of bed all night trying to stuff the system with brown paper. Well, that's not on, you know. I say, that's not on. Did you have a bath before you come? No, you're getting on here. It's like queuing for Jaws. Trying to get in that bathroom. You have to set your alarm to get in the loo. Well, they say it's only 3 minutes to the sea. Ah, it is by Concorde. The day trip. You've got to change buses twice. Well, as long as there's good food, that's a laugh. I say, that's a joke, that is. I'm not kidding. They've given us that much steam cod, I've started winking at goldfish. Well, what did we sit down to last night? Florrie, wake up! What was it we sat down to? Vitamin salad. 2 bits of carrot and a pilchard. Are you bothered with wind? No, you will be. That bread pudding's like concrete. And hey, I'll give you a tip. Watch them with the extras. They charge you for sniffing flowers here. Well, you can tell. They sting enough for £5 extra for a dog. When I told him we hadn't got a dog, he said, no, but we have, and you've got his bedroom. Well, as long as there's a nice crowd, you'd think so at 2:30 in the morning when those Scotsmen come in. What? Playing the bagpipes up and down the landing till all hours? Well, that's not right, you know. I say, that's not on. I looked for the manager to complain and found him playing the drums. Oh, well, perhaps I'd better have a word with him right away. He'll have to get in the queue. I'm waiting to see him myself. I'm trying to book again for next year.
The farm is kind of laid back, and much an old country boy like me can hack. It's early to rise and early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, a simple kind of life never done me no harm. I'm raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a farm wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Play a fiddle, boy.
Fine
wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle.
Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
I thank God I'm a country boy. And when the work's all done and the sun sets slow, I pick up my fiddle and I'm rising up the bow. The kids are all asleep, so I keep it kind of low. I thank God I'm a country boy. What do you say?
Well, the fiddle was my daddy, so the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side, said, live a good life, play the fiddle with pride. I thank God you're a country boy.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can hack. It's early to rise and early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, settlers, ladies and gentlemen, a drop of good singing there. In fact, we'll have a bit more of that in a minute. Now, it were good. It were good, that, wasn't it? Good. It were good, that. By the way, I'm not too broad for you. I'm not too broad. Not too broad for you. No. You see, it's the way we talk in Lancashire. It's the rattle of the shuttles in the mills. That's what does it. You can't hear yourself speak. You've got to mouth the words to make yourself understood. It's the only way. And Ida.
when you get home, will you tell our Eunice, no, not our unit, Eunice, will you tell her to tell me mother, to Luke, no, not Luke on the hook, no, till see the key, and Ida, tell her not to forget to look on the mat, she'll find some tripe and a pair of kippers. English. And we started it. It's funny what we've done with it. But we all have our own way of talking, you know, and you can't be the Englishman at a cocktail party. What is being spoken about is of no consequence at all, provided an odd word is thrown in here and there which makes the conversation sound as if it's vital. You must have heard it. A stranger thinks the world, well, it's cool. And, of course, the state of the heart, you will have marked, you heard about the state of the heart. And this is the thing that will interest you. It's the biggest suspicion on the prince of the match called a taxi, they gossip, they have a pajamas, that's what's so important about it. Literally such an absolutely stark naked, complete and under the shock. It's a funny thing, no key, see, and all through this, the other fellow standing there. Saying, yes, 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 yes. Quit, yes. As though he understands it. Yes, yes, I know the story. It's the first time I've heard the details. Mind you, if you want to find out what they've done to English, you want to go to Scotland. Personally, I love it. It's music, but... What it means, I've no idea. I was at a party up there the other week, and this fella got up to recite, and here's what it sounded like. The muckle do not wear the creed and creed of fish along the crew. Nay, the Duke of Malak Fina, Nella Gaggle Barak Dun. And here's a laddie or the Fennec Muckle here knock the stuna, where the triple of the Cranach, what a yonah come at Dun. Aye, the ochle of the Spanish. Oh, the kilt, the connock, do knock, the spanock, near the mark, finna dinner, connock, do. Gira was the other one. Cod the bria, fish my heed, the wa the spanock, or the heen, and no the pomach, but the breed. Tak the heel of sparanu, the two, the fee, after the two, now span the wee, and one the boo, and kilt the bestie, but the do. Aye, the ochle. A gloom a wah, this fierce as done and rin. Done a rin, the rid, the hood, the ham, the din, a kind of din. Oh, to heck with it. And another 82 words after that. Of course, you know, it's an art, talking a lot and saying nothing. And who's better at it than some of these racing commentators on TV when they have to keep chatting to you between the races. Now, there's that awfully nice chap who comes on in a trilby hat. He's marvellous at it. You've all seen him. Afternoon day. And, we're looking forward to a full afternoon's racing car. It's a blustery sort of day, and the conditions are not quite as I should like them for this particular course. But, however, this is going to affect the horses very much, although I think we can say it's going to be very hard going, particularly for me, because the wind keeps lifting my hat off and whipping the cord around my signature course. As to what we think, well, now, it's not an easy race. Now, the number of runs, of course, doesn't help. It's rather a tricky course, but to predict the winner, there we are now. One particularly useful horse here, which takes my eye, is number 16 on your programme. It takes my eye. I think it's number 16. I beg your pardon. It's number six on your programme. A useful sort of horse. Now, he's won. I think he's won twice a season. He was behind once and left at the post three times. But I think his trainer has said he's a rather difficult horse to train. However, they've got him in blinkers today. That's the horse, of course, not the trainer. And so... perhaps that will alter his opinion. Well, we mustn't forget Anthony the Second. It didn't do too well on its last time out, but Dick Hearn has said a good word for it. He has, as I say, a good word for it. And when I talked to Dick a minute or two ago, he was still using it. I must say, I like the look of this Irish horse, Catalorus, and one can't altogether exclude Riccadouni, but for myself, I take Sybil's fate to be first past the post, however, tread lightly as a very real danger. And there in your picture now is Calhoun, looking every inch a winner. He's by Sir Ivor and one of Barry Hills, and what a great stallion he's turned out to be. And just behind him, that's Zelda's Queen, very strongly fancied, and a horse that's going to take an awful lot of beating this afternoon. Anyway, that's the way we see it, and as Tom has just said to me, if we could pick winners every time, we wouldn't be wasting our time talking to you.
Such a feeling's coming over me. Oh, there's wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want this world to be is now coming true, especially.
Here, I say, have you ever thought how much we owe the British bus conductor? I don't mean for the times you've nipped off without paying. But you must admit, they've got a difficult job handling the public. And yet, they always manage to keep so cheerful. You notice the next time you get on a bus.
King's Arms, wait till it stops, madam. They're not open yet. Right, let's have you. Hurry along, please. Just a minute, love. Let these two ladies get off first. Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't realise you were a fella. Is that your mother or your father? Second time today I've made that mistake. It's not the air, you know. It's the handbags. Hold tight, now. Your thing is me. Come on, love. Do we go over the canal bridge? We're in for hell of a ducking if we don't. Pass straight down inside the bus, please. No deer at the far end. Right, who's not paid? Anybody want to pay twice? Are you going to take that seat, madam, or do you want us to play musical chairs? To where, sir? Yes, but not with that coin. Yes, I know it looks like a shilling, sir, but before we can use that, we'll need to wait for a bus to Barcelona. And there's not too many running from here. Well, the only thing you can do with that here, sir, the only thing you can do with that here is to get off.
Right. Wellington Road, Wellington Road. Beautiful dreamer. Blah, 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 blah. Hurry along, please.
Just a minute, love. Let this old gentleman take his mind up. Now, sir, are you getting on, getting off, or getting past it?
Right.
On top, you kids, and no playing about with my destination board. They tell us those two. Just a minute, Squire. You can't come on here with that. Yes, I can see what it is. It's a mattress. It's not a question of going upstairs. I can't let you on. This is a double-decker bus, not a bedsitter. Hold tight now.
Beautiful.
Mattress, would you believe it? They'll be getting on with three-piece suites next. I'm not kidding. Y'all tickets, any more for the mystery trip? Would you mind taking that bull mastiff on top, sir? If you don't mind. It's always bringing that dog on here. Stood with it under the stairs yesterday and cancelled all my workman's returns. Now, who's that trying to jump on it? Who's that trying to jump on at these traffic lights? Can I squeeze past you, madam? Say, hey, get your foot off that platform. Never mind that. You can't get on here. It's not an official stop. Now, get off before I lose your temper. Cheeky beggar. Just my luck. Ready to clock off when I get one of those. Y'all take... Hey, quick, ring that bell. Stop him. I've just realised that was my release. Of course, you know, it's teamwork that keeps the buses running. Teamwork. Now, there's got to be an understanding between the driver and the conductor. And while you're stood at that bus stop wondering if they've gone on strike, they're still at the terminus. You've seen them propping up the front of the bus. Any more tea in that jug, Tommy? Hey, no, hadn't we better be getting back? Getting back? What's the matter with you? We haven't gone here another 5 minutes. We'll have a full load up. That means a straight run through, a quick drag at the other end, and if we look slippy, we can turn round and miss all the school kids coming back. What are you looking for, work?
Hey, no, you'll have to pick some passengers up. There'll be queues at every stop.
Well, I do like I did coming up. I'll put my foot down and crack on, I've not seen them. And listen, while it's in my mind, don't keep holding me up at every fair stage while you shout, pass further down inside. Like I've told you, tip me the wink, I'll jam my brakes on, you can have all the room you want. Of course, we've all missed buses in our time, but the one bus you don't want to miss is the last bus. And what about when it's packed, waiting to pull out, and the fella gets on who's had one too many? Bring me sunshine. Bring me flowers. Who's been drinking after hours? Hey, come on, Admiral. Get dinging your bell. Some of us have got homes to go to. Now, look, I want you off this bus, but you can't have me. I'm spoken for. God didn't make no little green apples, didn't make no little green apples in the summertime. Didn't make enough seats for these buses either. Hey, missus, age before beauty. Would you like to get up and sit on my knee? Look, are you going to get off this bus, am I, Ellis-like? Hey, what's the matter with y'all? Does nobody want to hold a conversation? Only if it's somebody's funeral, I'll take me hat off. Phew, it's hot in here. We'll have this window down for a start. What are you grinning at? Yes, you I'm talking to, and don't crack on you looking for your ticket. You've not paid yet. Look at me like that, you'll get a knuckles sandwich. I had the fright on the night I excited Delilah. She was no good, but I did what I could. Hey! Come on, guard. You're going to want bed and breakfast. Look, are you getting off this bus or do I have to throw you off or give over? It's a free country, isn't it? It's not not Russian, is it? This fellow'll tell you. Hey, Solvenitsyn. Not said anything wrong, Gabba. No, come on, just say, have I said anything wrong?
I've not defended you, have I, lady? No, come on, let's have it straight. Have I offended you? Have I offended you? No, it's looking bad here. If he wants a fight, he can have it. Look, now, will you be reasonable? These passengers are waiting to get to Banstead. Banstead? Is that where we're going? Blimey, why didn't you tell me? I'm on the wrong bus. Who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry today. Who says the British are downhearted? Tell the world we're better now in every way. The pound is only worth $1.80, so we're told. But still our patriotic pride is worth its weight in gold. Oh, who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry today. They laugh at our misfortunes, but they'll come another day. As long as we can still laugh at ourselves, we'll be okay. Oh, who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry. That should be our battle cry. That should be our battle cry today.
You've been listening to the Al Reed Classics, in which Al Reed supplied all the voices and the settlers supplied all the words and music. The script was compiled from Everyday Life by Ronnie Taylor, and the program, which was the last in the present series, was produced by John Browell.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. When Mr. Grill comes around,
don't let him in. Remember,
life's that way. Today you're feeling happy. Tomorrow joy may come to strive. But one thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Al Reed.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin.
Said Betty, I said, you can sit there all night as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't worry me. She said, well, somebody's been talking, and don't crack on, you don't know. I looked her straight in the eye. She flushed to the roots of her hair. She didn't know where to look. She said, well, we're not in the habit of telling lies, are we, pussy? I said, don't drag the cat into it, I said. I'm talking to you, she never answered. I said, she said, I think you owe me an apology. I said, I owe you, I owe you. I said, I think you owe me. She said, you owe me, I owe you. And just then, there Fred walked in and she shut up like a clam. do forgive me. I forgot where I was there for the minute. I just hope you didn't think I'd had one or two. Mind you, we can all get at sixes and sevens at times, and especially when we've had one over the eight. And why not? You know what they say? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
and we're all entitled to a night out with the boys now and again. As you totter down those stairs the morning after the night before, what greets you? I hope you know you came to bed stripped with your hat on. That's the wife from the kitchen. How do you mean, love? I heard you creeping upstairs, and you'll be breaking your neck one of these nights, hopping up and down that landing trying to get your pants off. I thought you were never going to come out of that bathroom. It was like a brass band in there. I don't know what they'll think next door, I don't. What with both taps full on and you moaning, oh, never again, never again. Now, we don't need... No, well, you jump in bed next to me again with that meat pie. Never mind breaking a piece off and saying, can I tempt you? It's like my mother says, you're too easily led. And see, the next time you get one of your pals to ring up from a pub saying you're delayed at the office, tell him to ring off before he shouts, anybody else's missus while I'm at it. I'll start having you followed. Now, that's enough. Well, I don't see why I should keep on waiting for you. Have you finished? It's every time I like. I can't even have you done. You'll come on me one of these nights and find me missing. Oh, go to... But, you know, I'm going to have to stick up for the lads here, because what you wives don't realise is that we men want to come home. Honestly. You ask any husband. Trouble is, you see, once you get stuck in that pub with a crowd of fellas, you've no chance. You're trapped. And have you noticed? There's always one who won't take no for an answer. You've met him.
Is yours a pint?
Pardon?
I say, knock this back quick. There's another coming over.
Oh, not for me, thanks. I'm going home.
Wedge that door, Tommy. You're going nowhere till you've had one with me. And hey, start shifting some of these fullings you've got lined up round you. The way you're shaping, they've only to serve another two rounds. You'll finish it with more ale than they have. And has he told you where you're going when he'll be finished here? Well, I'm going home. You're coming with us, I'll tell you that now. We've got three birds lined up for after. There's two blondes, I'm not kidding. You've seen nothing like... I say, you've seen nothing like it. And don't look so worried, they've got the mother with them. Oh, well, that makes it a bit better. I'm glad you think so. She's yours. You're not worried about your missus, are you? Well, she will be wondering where I am. I wouldn't give it a second thought. Do you know where she is? Yes. What the hell are you worried about? Won't she have your supper ready when you get home? Oh, I shouldn't think so. Well, I wouldn't stand for that. I would not. I say I wouldn't. See, you want to wait till she gets to bed, then make her get up and cook your supper. And then don't eat it. Mind you, it's easy enough to talk with a glass in your hand. It's a different thing when you land home at midnight and she's had a meal waiting for you since 6:30. You know what you're in for then. Especially if she gives you the silent treatment and you find yourself holding a conversation through the cat.
Sorry I'm a bit late, love. I got chatting. I'm to pussy. I'm to been chatting. What's the matter, love? You look dejected. Has your mother been? Well, she's not taking us on, is she, pussy? I've done something wrong again, have we, pussy? I think we have. We've blotted our copybook again, pussy. No, love, seriously, I'll tell you who I've been with, love. I've been with, what's his name? Jackie, what's his last name, pussy? Nice lad. Funny thing, he was asking about you. I wish I'd told him now. Oh, did you see that look she gave us then, pussy? Spare bedroom written all over it. Well, it doesn't look as though she's going to get us any supper, does it, pussy? Have you had yours, pussy? I just hope you haven't had mine, that's all. Right, pussy. Well, if that's the way she wants it, she can have it. We'll just have to make sure she knows who's boss, won't we, pussy? Only one governor here, isn't the pussy? Here, where are you going, love? That's told her. We can do what we like now, pussy. The boss has gone to bed.
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go. I said, knee on my own. We gotta go. Check the payroll down the bio. Well, my E-bomb, sweetest one, for me on my own. I said, son of a gun, we'll have big fun down on the bio. I said, well, free Bordeaux, a phone didn't blow, the place is really buzzing. I came for come to see my E-bomb by the dozen. Here they come now, dressed in style, a brand new smile, for me on my ho. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun down on the bio. Come on, everybody.
Jambalaya, bonefish pie, fairy gumbo. For tonight, I'm gonna see Mama Cherenio. Pick guitar off the fruit jar, Abigail. Son of a gun.
Thank you very much, the settlers, and we'd like a bit more of that later on. But do you know, I was only thinking this morning, shaving, it's tough on young couples today having to set up home. But what about the girl's mother and father? We all know what that can lead to.
Mother!
If he's not out of that bathroom in 2 minutes, I'm cutting his water off. Hush, Daddy Lee. Do him good. I was dead against them coming to live with us from the start. Oh, yes, I was, but no. You would let them talk me into it. I only said I'd think it over, and next thing he's round with all his worldly goods wrapped in a brown paper parcel. I wouldn't care if he'd shave his beard off. Not with that and his gollywog hairstyle, I think sometimes we've lost a daughter and gained a mongoose. Don't like him, never have done. Standing with his back to that fire, airing his knowledge. Not
telling me our Doreen couldn't have picked a better one than this.
Hush, Dad, you'll have her in tears.
And serve her right. The money we spent on that girl. She can speak 14 languages and all he can say is ta. But, of course, that's only the girl's father. What about the boy's mother? Because no matter who her son marries, the girl, according to her, is never quite good enough for him. And it doesn't matter how she tries to cover it up, as soon as she meets someone she can confide in, the poor daughter-in-law doesn't half catch it. Have you noticed? Well, it's upset me, I can tell you. When I think what our Vincent's been used to, and she won't lift a finger. You should have seen the state of that kitchen when I walked in. There was a sink full of pots, dust up to your ankles, stockings thrown over every chair back, and she sat in the middle plucking her eyebrows. I said, Sheila, I said, have you no vacuum cleaner? She said, yes, but the bag's full. I walked straight up to the window and flung it open. I thought, I don't care what she thinks. I said, Sheila, I said, when did you last take these curtains down? She said, Friday, and stared me out. I thought, you madam. You mad. How you can sit there with that cigarette in your mouth? I thought, I'll get one in here. I said, it's just a pity you didn't unpin this last year's calendar while you were at it. She said, oh, I put that back for you. I didn't want you to miss anything. And when I think what our Vincent's been used to, she spends all his money on clothes, you know. It's all she ever thinks about, how she looks, and perfume, bottles of it on every window ledge. She's got to dab herself with careless rapture to bring the milk in. And when I think what our Vincent's been used to, well, you know what a bonny lad he was. He's skin and bone, you'd weep. She's not feeding him, you know. There was one small pan bubbling away when I walked in. I said, Sheila, I said, and is this all our Vincent's having for his tea? She said, I hope not. I'm boiling me bra.
Started out in San Francisco, tooting on a trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And a voice said, Father, there's a million pigeons ready to be hooked on new religion. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife.
Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life has a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. A rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yeah, the rhythm of life has a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life has a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. A rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yeah, the rhythm of life has a powerful beat. Ah, 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 it's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree. Never give in too easily. La ba da, da ba da ba da. Limbs are torn from the day it was born, for the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow the lightning tree, it's never too late for you and me. Grow, grow the lightning tree, never give in too easily. And the rhythm of life has a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. A rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street, yeah. The rhythm of life has a powerful beat, and the rhythm of life has a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in your street, yeah, the rhythm of life has a powerful beat.
Daddy, take a dive and swim to your daddy. Let the floor and crawl to your daddy. Daddy, we've got the rhythm of life, of life, of life.
Thank you. Thank you once again, the setters. Now, here's a funny thing. I was reading the highway code the other day, and I suddenly realized that they've missed out on one really important rule of motoring. And do you know what it is? Never teach your own wife to drive a car. It's the biggest mistake in the world. I mean, it's all right teaching one about 19. Oh, well done, darling. Awfully good. Awfully good. Different thing with a wife. You duff beggar! We all know the scene, don't we? Sat in that car. Now, for goodness sake, look, will you stop fiddling about? Now, are you sure you're comfortable? Only if I shift your seat any further forward, you'll be on the wrong side of the steering wheel. Go on, then. Now, put it in first. No, first. I said that's reverse. Hang on a minute. See, you won't get it in gear till you press your clutch down. Now, try again, and don't keep clenching your teeth. I'll do that. Go on. It should go in. Try second, no third. That's third. We'll find one somewhere. Stop. Don't do anything. What the... Look. Why'd you keep looking in your driving mirror? Your makeup's fine if that's what's bothering you. Only we're not out of the garage yet. Now, let your clutch in. Slowly.
Whoop.
No, turn left. No, turn the steering wheel. Mind the gate post. No, don't go on the footpath. Now, steady. Go on. You can change it to second if you feel like it. Go on. Change it. Mind the boss. What are you trying to do? Get on it. You're coming to a very busy crossing. Slow down. Now you brake. It's no use, love. You'll have to get those three pedals sorted out. Now, pull round the other side of this furniture van. He's turning left. No, don't you turn left. He's turning left. You turn right. Put your arm out. No, not across me. Your other arm. See, you won't get your arm out till you put your window down. Hurry up. Don't stall it here. You'll not make it. Go on. Don't stall it here, whatever you do. Put her in second. We're in neutral. No, see, it's no use. No pressure accelerator. Take your foot off. Get it in second. Whoop. Steady. Now, steady. Watch this fellow with a handcart. He's loaded up with apples and pears. Watch him. Careful! Oh, it's all right. It's fruit salad. Now, watch this laundry van. Now, where's he going with that? Now then, bump up. Watch him. He's turning right in front of you. Have you no sense? Your fault. Now, let this car come past. Let it come past. Wave her out of the way, then. It's a woman driver. Steady at the bottom of this hill. Now, this is a nasty one. The lights are against you. They're against you. The lights are red. Pull up. They're red. Pull up. See, slide in behind this lorry. Whoa. See, love. You don't need to get your bonnet right under his tailboard. You see, he only has to let his brake off and come rolling back and... Look out, he's here. Blow your horn. Reverse! Get out of his way! Never mind, the back is every man for himself. Look, pull it to the side. Pull him to the side for a minute. See, love. Love, you didn't do badly at all. I've only buckled my bonnet and smashed my headlight. Dry your tears and we'll go home on the bus. Of course, these motorways have made a big difference to driving a car. And the beauty of it is, they've got these emergency telephones every mile. where you can stop on the hard shoulder and ring for assistance. Mind you, they must get some very funny phone calls. Imagine having to deal with one like this.
Yes, I've got the telephone, but where do I put the money in? Wait a minute, I can hear a voice. Hello? Hello? Yes, we're here. Are you there? Well, could you please come and get us? Pardon? There's only me and the wife, only she's steaming up and I can't get her going. No, pardon? Where are we? We're at the side of the road speaking in one of your telephones. I see what you mean. Well, we're on our way to Inverness, only we got a bit mixed up when we stopped for coffee and have a terrible feeling we're coming back. Well, we've just come under a bridge, if that's any help. Well, it's difficult to say. We're by the side of a field and there's a cow in it. Yes? Yes, it's sitting down. I'm sorry. That'll only mislead you. It's just got up. Just a minute.
He's asking if there's a number written on the side of the box. We'd better say no in case he thinks we've done it.
Yes. Yes, we're in the AIA. We've got a badge on it. I hope it won't matter. Only I've left it in my other suit. What do you suggest we do? Across the field? Yes, right. Thank you.
He suggests we start walking. He says they're not opening this section of the motorway until next March. But here, I say, the joys of motoring. And what about this parking? Right scene that is at times when the car park is full and the car park attendants trying to cope with it. Have you had some?
You can take that out before you fetch it in. You can read, can't you? Car park full.
You wait here a minute while I deal with this one. Don't let him in, Tommy, whatever you do. Come on, let's have you out. Come on, room at the top end, give over. There's a fella been trapped up there since Tuesday. He only backed in to turn round. Right, now where am I going to put you? Right, follow me. Come on. Come on him up. Whoa. Look. I'm trying to back you into this space. What are you trying to do? Well, if you're trying to bring it in sideways, you'll never do it. Now switch red lights off. I'll let you know when it's going dark. Now go forward on that lock. Go forward, I said! Whoa! Look, when you're finished coming back, you're on my foot. You know, you'd get on better without all these stickers on your windscreen. Now, you've been to Ilfracombe, you've been to Morecambe, you've been to St. David's Bay. Surely we can get you in here. Come forward, left hand, a shade. Left hand, straighten up. No, the other way. Whoa! See, what do you keep looking over the side for? You're not landing a jumbo jet, you know. Switch it off altogether and come out. Leave yours where it is. I'll shift all these others. Who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry today. Now who says the British are downhearted? Tell the world we're better now in every way. We haven't lost a battle and we'll prove to one and all. We've never yet been beaten with our backs against the wall. Oh, who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry today. We'll guard our institutions with our stiffer upper lips. We've even sent the Navy in to save our fish and chips. Oh, who says the British are downhearted? That should be our battle cry. That should be our battle cry. That should be our battle cry today.
Yeah. You've been listening to Al Reed Classics, in which Al Reed supplied all the voices and the settlers supplied all the words and music. The script was compiled from Everyday Life by Ronnie Taylor, and the program was produced by John Browell.
Search is life. Life is what you make it. Search is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. When Mr. Glue comes around, don't let him in. Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow your may turn to strife. But one thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is life.